A rising star joins the list of young music stars to die in plane crashes. Grammy-nominated Aaliyah and eight others have been killed in a crash in the Bahamas. CBS News reporter Michael Hiblin is at the crash site.
Planes continue to take off here at the Marsh Harbor Airport as wreckage of this twin-engine Cessna sits about 200 feet from the end of the runway here. The front nose cone of the plane is smashed in. Fuselage appears to be broken in half. There apparently was a large fire on board, and in fact, some debris near the plane is still smoldering at this point as local air officials try to determine what caused this crash that killed R&B star Aaliyah and the eight other people on board. Michael Hiblin, CBS News, Abaco Island in the Bahamas.
One of Aaliyah's friends can't believe the 22-year-old singer is gone.
I'm just shocked. You know, I didn't believe it. I guess I'm kind of sort of still in denial.
Aaliyah was returning to Florida from the Bahamas last night on a private plane. Apparently one of the engines failed. The aircraft went down. No one survived. At the crash scene, CBS News reporter Michael Hiblin.
John Hall, fire chief here at Marsh Harbor, was among the first on the scene when the plane carrying Aaliyah crashed on takeoff.
The aircraft was, as you see it there now, and there was fire. But you see still a little bit of smoke coming from. The most of the fire was the right wing. That's ruptured the fuel tanks, and it was burning the fuel inside the wing.
All nine people on board the twin-engine Cessna died. Aaliyah was in the Bahamas shooting a music video for her next single. Michael Hiblin, CBS News, Abaco Island in the Bahamas.
We're looking at every angle at the investigation.
Randy Butler with the Bahamas Civil Aviation Department says it's too soon to say what caused the twin-engine Cessna to crash, killing Aaliyah and eight other people. Her bodyguard was conscious immediately after the crash and told medic Errol Thurston what happened as he was being taken to a hospital.
All Scott was saying was the plane, after takeoff, it just sided a little to the right. And the pilot tried to recover by turning to the left. And as he turned to the left, the plane just ditched. Just fell completely out of the sky. It stalled and just dropped out of the sky.
Scott Gallen died a few hours later. Aaliyah was in the Bahamas shooting a music video for her next single. Mick Pastrano was one of the crew members.
We were all just blank. Nobody could believe it. There's nothing we could do. Nobody can really do anything. And it's just sad. A lot of people, tears. A lot of people, mixed emotions. You know, we got to keep moving on. There's nothing we can do. It's done.
The video was shot on a large catamaran sailboat with dancers doing routines as the boat moved through what Aaliyah felt was one of the most beautiful spots on Earth. Craig Marvis, co-captain of the boat, calls the shoot
a lot of fun. Got to know some really good people. They're with good hearts, very down to earth. They're hardworking girls, and we didn't know them very well, but you know, something like this happens, what do you say? I mean, it's, you know, what you say is your hearts go out to the family and friends.
The FAA and NTSB are assisting Bahamian officials in the investigation into the cause of Saturday's crash. One possibility being looked into is that the small plane may have had too much weight. Aaliyah and her entourage were scheduled to fly out on a larger plane, but decided to leave early on the smaller aircraft. Bahamas investigator Randy Butler.
We're looking at the possibility. We've heard rumors like you that we're following up on some of those rumors. And at this time, we have not yet have all the facts in some of the avenues that we're going to go. But anything that's popping up, any and everything, we're looking at, along with our technical people.
Michael Hiblin, Abaco Island in the Bahamas.
Investigators probing the light plane crash that killed singer Aaliyah and eight others are focusing on whether excessive weight may have caused that twin-engine Cessna to go down. The plane was loaded down with passengers and video production equipment. CBS News reporter Michael Hiblin has more from the Bahamas.
A medic who rode with Aaliyah's injured bodyguard to a hospital says the man was talking after the crash. Errol Thurston tells CBS News that Scott Gillen's first concern was the singer.
You know, he's just saying, what happened to the lady in the back of me? What happened to the lady in the back of me? And after he heard that she had passed on during the crash, he just went kind of quiet and really shook him up a little.
The man also told the medic that as the plane was taking off, it made a sudden dip to the right, and the pilot then pulled to the left with the plane dropping from the sky. Gillen died several hours later. Michael Heplin, CBS News, Abaco Island in the Bahamas.
Funeral arrangements not yet complete for Aaliyah, the young R&B star killed in a small plane crash in the Bahamas. CBS News reporter Michael Heplin is on Abaco Island as investigators try to determine why the plane went down just after takeoff.
Let's see what she does.
A crane was used to lift the wreckage from a marshy wooded area near the end of the runway at Marsh Harbor Airport. As it was lifted up, pieces of the charred plane fell to the ground. The remains of the aircraft were taken to a hangar at the airport, where Bahamian officials, with the help of FAA and NTSB investigators, are trying to determine what caused it to crash on takeoff.
We have now moved the wreckage here. You're looking at the engines that we've put over here, and the airplane airframe is over here.
Randy Butler, lead investigator for the Bahamas Civil Aviation Department, says they're dissecting the wreckage.
Based on some of the information that we're receiving and some of the preliminary indications, we're continuing to look at a number of theories, including the possibility that the aircraft may have been overweight. We don't know that as yet. We're looking at that. We're looking at also the possibility that he may have lost an engine.
Emergency medical personnel usually can distance themselves emotionally when treating injured people, but not those who were first on the scene of the crash.
It's really been a blow to me. I haven't really been able to sleep for the last two nights.
Colin Albury with Marsh Harbor Fire Rescue says what struck him most was his experience with Aaliyah's bodyguard, Scott Galen, who died several hours after the crash.
I was talking with Scott, and we were talking about his son, how much he loved his son, and you know, I was just keeping his spirits up. He was very coherent that time. And it came to a big shock to us that he had passed on the way over. And it's been a big blow for all of us, because if anybody we thought was going to make it, Scott was going to make it.
Michael Heplin, Abaco Island in the Bahamas.
The finger of blame in the small plane crash in the Bahamas that killed R&B singer Aaliyah is pointing ever more steadily at the pilot of the aircraft. CBS News reporter Michael Heplin in Miami tells us.
Luis Morales has had several run-ins with the law.
In the last 7 weeks, he's been booked in and out of the Broward County Jail. Twice.
Sheriff's Deputy Jim Layadol says during a traffic stop July 7th, the 30-year-old pilot had a bag of crack cocaine in plain sight on the passenger seat of his car.
After he was stopped by the deputy for running the stop sign, he at first said that he didn't have a Florida driver's license, and he handed a Puerto Rican driver's license to the deputy. Well, the deputy ran a check on that Puerto Rican driver's license and found out, of course, that he had a Florida license that was suspended. Then Morales said, yeah, well, I thought I took care of that. I thought I paid those tickets. Now, right away, we're dealing with somebody who is not entirely honest. Then he consented to a search of his car. When the deputy checked inside his car, lo and behold, there's cocaine on the seat. And he later admitted or said that he was in the area buying cocaine for a friend.
Could drugs have played a role in the crash that killed Aaliyah and 8 others? Friends of the pilot doubt it. Neighbor Josephine Valdez says she saw Morales before the crash and says he may have had his troubles, but calls him a responsible person.
He didn't even want a beer when we offered him, when he was here at the, you know, the pool. With us, we offered him a beer, said, no, I have to fly tonight.
Authorities say in light of the recent arrest, an autopsy will likely be performed to see if drugs were in the pilot's system. Morales was also arrested last November, charged with trying to sell stolen airplane parts. He had just been hired by the company that chartered the flight, and the trip to bring Aaliyah and her entourage to South Florida was reportedly his first assignment. Meanwhile, in the Bahamas, investigators say it appears the plane was overloaded by 700 pounds, and that uneven weight distribution may have also played a role in the crash. Michael Heplin, Fort Lauderdale.